as fresh as the breeze.
Eggs come to you fresh every day.
Serve them any way you please.
Eggs are natural and economical, so keep enough on hand.
Nature made them nice and neat.
High in protein and only 80 calories each. Eggs are a natural wonder for meals, snacks, appetizers, whatever.
All you do is heat and eat.
Eggs, don't run out.
The incredible edible egg.
Here we go. It's another prank call show. Whoa. It's another prank call show. And we're gonna listen to Cody and Winston and Sleep and Dykel, Bobson and Bo. It's another prank call show.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Bonersode 116. I'm your host, Bobson Dugnut. The newspaper on my desk says it's February 8th, 2022, and I'm in the mood to mess with some grocery store customers again. Of course, longtime listeners of prank calls, like my producer, Rhino Knife, know that calling grocery store customers has an hilarious history of going pear-shaped for other hosts. But don't worry, I don't think I've mentioned this before, because what do you care? But I don't actually use any grocery store customer lists or anything. I just guess that the person I'm calling shops at whatever store, usually sticking to smaller towns with few grocery options. But today, I tossed that tactic straight out the window and called a town with several grocery stores, and nobody seems to shop at any of them. I don't know what the hell these people do for food in this town. Kind of losing my train of thought here, but if you don't like it, you can direct your hate mail to Rhino Knife, who, for legal purposes, I have to clearly state, funded this entire operation.
Hello?
Hello, is this Linda?
Who's calling, please?
Oh, yeah, this is Slip over here at the grocery store.
The grocery store?
Yeah, market.
Oh, okay.
Yep. I'm just calling because my manager wanted me to see if the next time you're over here doing your grocery shopping, do you think you could not try to disrupt the facial recognition cameras in the store?
Okay, you said you're with, did you say market?
Yeah, that's the one. Every time you come over here, you just do this kind of weird thing where you blink erratically and it resets the whole system.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
What? Yeah, go
ahead. I'm going to let you talk to my husband.
Oh, okay.
But I'm wanting to know how you feel.
How I feel?
How you...
Oh, I'm tired. I was out in the yard the other day.
Will you stop?
Oh, I'm sorry. You'd ask me how I feel. I'm feeling
kind of... Well, no, I'm saying how did you determine that, how did you get our names and phone number?
I'm sorry. I thought you were asking about my well-being. Yeah, it wasn't me that determined. You know, we have facial recognition cameras in the store. It got an ID on you, despite your attempt to disrupt it with your weird blinking patterns.
Okay, hold on just a minute, okay?
Where are you going?
I'm going to get my husband.
Oh, okay.
And you said your name was Flip?
Yeah.
Flip.
Yeah.
Just a moment.
Okay.
Yeah? Okay, this is really weird. You've got to handle it. This guy says his name is Flip. He says he's a He asked for us by name, called us on our home phone. He's asking us not to play around with their... By the way, we blink and everything with their cameras. So I said, how in the world do you think it's us? Is there facial recognition?
Hello.
Oh, hello, James?
Yeah,
speaking. Yeah, hey, James. It's Slip over here at the grocery store.
No, you got the wrong guy. I live out of...
Yeah, I know, but this is James, your blah, 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 whatever, however you pronounce that.
Yeah, what do you want?
Well, I haven't got to explain that yet.
Okay, well then do.
Okay, well, slow down there. I was just talking to Linda a minute ago. Did she explain it to you? I think she did.
No, she didn't. She couldn't understand a thing that you were talking about.
Oh, but I heard her explain it to you.
Try it again.
I heard her.
Try again if you want to talk to me. If you don't want to talk to me, don't try.
Well, no, I do want to talk to you. I'm just, you know.
Then try to tell me what it is you want.
I'm not sure why you're being deceitful, you know, because I heard her.
I'm not being deceitful. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I heard her explain the whole thing, so it's kind of weird that you're saying that she didn't. But anyways, yeah, I'll recap. I was just asking if the next time... you and Linda, I mean, it's mostly Linda, you know, she's the woman, she does the shopping and everything, but...
She doesn't go to the market.
Oh, no, she...
We haven't been down there.
Oh, yeah, there's no reason. There you go again, being deceitful.
Okay, I'm not being deceitful. You think it's the case, send us a copy. I'm telling you,
send you a copy.
Don't go to market.
Send you a copy of
you're
what?
You're clear out there on North, right?
Yeah, I know. We're quite a ways away from
okay,
you.
Okay, well, I'm telling you, you can straight do whatever the hell you want to do.
Well, what do you mean?
We haven't been out there.
Well, James.
And I can't tell you when. You
James.
Got the wrong person.
Well, no, I definitely have the right person.
Well, if you think so, then have at it.
Well, what do you mean?
I can guarantee you we haven't been out there in years.
Well, what did you mean send you a copy? Copy of what?
Send me a copy of whatever the hell it is you think you're seeing out there that says it's us.
Oh, so you do know what's going on.
No, I don't.
See, your whole story's crumbling because he said Linda didn't explain it.
Oh, shit, screw you. Hello.
Oh, hey, James, it's Flip again. Listen, we got off on the wrong foot here. Let's just backtrack.
We're not off on the wrong foot, Flip. You're trying to tell me there's two things going on here. You're trying to tell me that you have some information.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Well,
I don't care.
Well, let me explain.
It says my wife or I. Let me finish now.
Okay, go ahead. Jeez.
My wife or I have
Bite
been
my
out
head
to
off.
Your market. We have not been out to your market in years.
Well, no, that's what I'm talking about. The last time you were here a few years ago, well, Linda was in here and she was just blinking all erratically trying to disrupt the facial recognition cameras. You know, it's okay. Like, she can still shop here and everything. That's fine.
But she hasn't been in there in years.
I know. A few years ago, the last time she was here.
Well, when was the last time she was in there?
Ah, boy, like 2019 or something. It's been a while. Anyways.
No, it's been longer than that.
Well,
we
you
don't
said,
go out there.
Well,
and
no, that's a few years ago.
Have the gall
I don't think you know math.
Here
I don't think you know math.
About something that happened in 2019, even assuming it did.
Well, yeah, that's a few
Again,
years ago.
Are you out of your goddamn mind?
Well, no, you're the one that doesn't even know how to add and subtract.
2019 is 4 years ago, 3 years ago. Depending on how you add the years.
Well, that would be a few.
Yeah, that'd be a few.
All right, then why are you arguing the point then? You said a few years.
I'm not arguing a point. I'm telling you to go straight to hell.
This is Tom.
Oh, hey, Tom. It's Sleeve over here at the Walmarts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that...
What?
That Walmart?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, my manager just wanted me to call and ask if the next time you're over here doing your grocery shopping... Do you think you could not, I don't know what you're doing with the eggs, like you put them on the ground and spin them around and everything?
I think you have the wrong number, man.
Oh, this isn't Tom?
It is Tom, but
oh,
I
yeah.
don't sell eggs to you.
No, I know you don't sell eggs. You spin them on the ground. I don't know if you're just checking for for cracked ones or whatever. It, you know, it's no big deal. It's just kind of a sanitary issue, the way you just spin the eggs on the ground.
We don't shop at Walmart.
What do you mean, we?
Thank you. You have the wrong number. This is Tom.
Yeah.
But I don't go anywhere near Walmart.
Why do you refer to yourself as we? That's kind of weird.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's almost as weird as you coming over here and spinning eggs on the ground.
I don't spin any eggs on the ground, dude. This is Tom.
Oh, hey, Tom. It's Sleeve again. I think the call dropped.
No, I hung up on you. What are you calling me? I don't go anywhere near Walmart. I own... furniture. I have
okay.
nothing to do with any egg spinning.
What does your business have to do with where you grocery shop? That was kind of weird.
I don't grocery shop at fucking Walmart.
You're an odd fellow. What is...
I'm an odd fellow!
Hello?
Hello, Richard?
Yeah.
Hey, Richard. It's me with the HOA.
It's who?
It's me with the Homeowners Association.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, hey, Mike just wanted me to give you a ring, and do you think you could just please quit trying to evade the cameras in the neighborhood? You know, the security cameras and everything.
I don't even know who you are or what you're talking about.
Oh, you know, the facial recognition cameras that we have in the neighborhood. It's hooked up to the alarm system and everything. Mike was reviewing some cameras.
What HOA are you talking about? Now, say this all again, trying to evade the security cameras and whatnot?
Yeah, well, Mike, he was reviewing the security footage, and he noticed that you've been doing this thing where you just kind of blink erratically, and that causes problems with our facial recognition cameras. Like, it basically just sets them into a reboot mode.
What in the world are you, who's Mike, and what are you talking about?
Oh, you know, Mike, he handles the security cameras and the alarm system in the neighborhood.
No, I don't know him. No, I don't know him. Never met him. Don't have a clue who he is.
Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of weird. Maybe that's one of the issues right there. You got to introduce yourself to the neighbors around here.
What's this blinking and the security cameras? All I do is walk up and down the streets in the morning. That's it.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. So, like, when you walk up and down, you just, like, you look at the cameras and then you blink in this kind of weird pattern. And whatever you're doing, it's causing problems. Like it resets the cameras and everything. And
I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't know where the cameras are, and I don't look at them and blink.
Well, I mean, you're looking there.
And I wear sunglasses because my vision is bad.
Yeah, well, they're hidden in the bushes and just strategically placed throughout the neighborhood. I guess maybe you don't know exactly where they are, but you're looking in their direction, so we just kind of assumed that you were doing it on purpose.
And how do you know that it was me? I mean, do you see me in the cameras?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're facial recognition cameras, but also we just know who you are and everything, and yeah, just, you know, we're just asking nicely. It's not like you're in trouble or anything.
I understand. Believe me. When I'm walking, am I alone generally or with someone?
Well, you'd have to ask Mike. He's the one that looked at the camera footage. I don't do any of that. He just wanted me to give you a ring and just ask if you could try to normalize your blinking pattern. I think that's what the issue is.
Wait just a second. Hang on.
What are you doing?
I'm going to have my wife listen to this.
What does she have
to do?
Okay,
I'm going to put you on speaker.
Oh, no.
Because she walks with me every morning.
Okay, well, I know, but I don't think Mike had an issue with her blinking. It was you. I mean, he didn't mention it.
Now, who is Mike?
Oh, boy. Well, I don't know if I should. I mean, that's kind of a security breach, giving out last names like that. But he's the guy that handles security in the neighborhood, so I'm kind of surprised you don't know him.
I think you've got the wrong guy. Say this again now, so that we can both understand this.
Oh, well, I mean, it really doesn't involve the woman. I don't know why you roped her into this. Like, you're the one that's resetting the cameras and everything, not her.
What? But she walks with me anytime I walk up and down the street.
Well, okay, but I mean, is she the one that's telling you to reboot the cameras like that? Like, you're basically...
I never even knew you're throwing your wife
under the bus.
You know, I don't appreciate your attitude, but I have no clue what you're talking about.
Well, no, I'm not
I never knew there were cameras.
I'm not trying
Listen, I never knew there were cameras. Huh?
Oh, go ahead.
I never knew there were cameras here.
Uh-huh.
Pardon?
Yeah, no, I'm listening.
What? No, you're not.
I never knew there were cameras hidden in the bushes here, and I don't look at them and blink to reset them. I don't even know what the hell.
Well, maybe it is the wife of yours that's behind this. Like, she's the mastermind of this whole thing. I don't know what you're trying to do, you know, trying to evade the cameras, but you need to just cut that out, because it's kind of a security issue, because then we have to reset.
What is your last name?
Larv.
Barv?
Yeah.
And are you on the board of the HOA?
No, I just help out Mike with security and everything. I just kind of make phone calls and stuff like that. Deal with the delinquent neighbors and people trying to evade
the original.
Hey, can you tell your wife to just pipe down, because she's just interrupting and everything? It's hard to have a conversation with you.
Well, I think you're crazy, because I didn't even know there was cameras here, and you're saying I intentionally blink at them.
Well, no, I never said intentionally. I mean, I guess it's just, you know, you're just looking in their direction. I don't know. Maybe there's, like, you have some kind of facial twitch or something, but however.
No, I think you got the wrong guy, because I wear sunglasses.
Oh,
there's
no
blinking.
Well, the cameras can see through your glasses, dummy. Like, shades don't interfere with the camera sensors.
Do you have an official capacity with the board?
I already told you I'm not on the board.
Then what is it to you, and you don't even know who Mike is?
Of course I do. I know his last name. I just didn't want to give it to you, because you seem like a security issue. I don't know what you're going to do with that information.
Well, I don't know who you are, but I'll tell you what. If you've got some kind of a complaint,
It's not me. I'm just kind of the middleman here. Mike just wanted me to call you and just tell you to knock it off, whatever you're trying to do.
How about you give me Mike's phone number?
Oh, no. See, there you go again, just trying to pump me for information.
So you're accusing me of tripping your security cameras on purpose for some reason.
Well, no,
I'm not. Even tell me who this guy is, or why can't I talk to him?
Well, his last name is I don't see what that has to do with it, though.
Is he on the board? Is he employed here?
Yeah, he's on the board. He's the security guy in the neighborhood. And it's really weird that you don't know who the board members are. Is this really Richard or whatever your last name is?
It sounds like maybe you
stole Richard's identity or something. Like, I don't even know who I'm really talking to.
Well, I'm Richard, and I've been here 22 years.
Okay, well, then you ought to just learn to play by the rules around here, then.
What rule? Nobody ever said there's security cameras. Don't blink your eyes if you happen to walk by one.
You've been here 22 years and you don't know that there's cameras hidden in the bushes? Come on.
No.
Now you're just playing dumb with me.
You're really being insulting. I've been here 22 years, and I never knew there were security cameras.
Well, I've been here 23, so in your face.
Oh, boy, you are really something. You're way out there. Why don't you give me Mike's phone number, or I'll find it. I'll call the president of the board, and we'll get to the bottom of this right now.
So you know the president, but you don't know Mike?
No, I don't know the president, but I can... Jesus. I can find out the president's... Oh, wait a minute. The president is that girl that was out giving, doing the
That girl?
The circulars.
What do you mean that girl?
Yeah.
Well, that was kind of misogynistic.
Do you have a real problem? Like, do you want to meet face-to-face? Is that what you're driving at?
Well, no. What? Why? Why would we...
Why don't you come on over to my house and we'll go outside and talk about it.
Well, no. Your blink trickery is not going to work on me.
Fuck you. By the way, when your call came in, it said potential spam, and I'm sorry that I even answered it.
Oh, isn't that weird?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Richard. It's me again. Can you put your wife on?
I'm not talking to you anymore. I'm calling the president.
Well, no, I know. I need
and
to talk.
I'm going
to
get a hold.
I need to talk to your wife. I just need to talk to your wife. I need to dress her down for a minute.
I don't care what you said. Fuck you.
This is Spencer.
Oh, hey, Spencer. It's Cody over here at the Walmarts.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, my manager just kind of wanted me to get to the bottom of this whole egg spinning thing that you've been doing lately. We were hoping you could just refrain from doing...
Some what?
You know how when you're over here doing your grocery shopping, you take out the eggs, you know, from the carton and you spin them on the ground. I'm sure you're just, you know, checking for cracked ones or whatever, but if you could just not put them on the ground, we'd appreciate it.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I've never put an egg on the ground in my life.
Well, we have you on the security camera. It's no big deal. You're not in trouble.
No, I would love to see the security camera of me doing this. I've never done that in my life.
Okay. I mean, we can show you if you want to.
Yeah. No, seriously. That would be cool. Because I didn't do it, but it would be interesting.
Well, we have facial recognition cameras. So, I mean, it was definitely you. Like, there's no reason to be embarrassed or anything. It's fine. Like, it's basically just between me and you.
This is awesome. I don't even know if this is a joke, but this is the funniest thing I've heard of.
Well, no, sir.
Why
in
the hell would I spin an egg on the ground?
It's just in this day and age.
This is awesome.
We just got to be careful.
No, it's not me. This is so weird. This is so funny.
No, I'm not trying to be weird, sir. What? I'm just asking you nicely. It's really nothing to get embarrassed about. There's only me and the manager and you that knows about it.
No, that's fine. Tell the world. This is funny.
We're not going to share it on YouTube or anything if that's what you're thinking.
So what's the address of your store?
We're over here off of...
Well, so you really do work at Walmart?
Yeah. Why did you think I didn't?
Because think about if I called you and I said, hey, bud, you're spinning eggs on the ground.
Oh, I'd say I ain't your bud.
Something I've clearly never done in my life. I'm a 40-year-old man. Okay. I would never do this in my life.
I'm almost 38. What does that have to do with anything?
Do you spin eggs on the ground?
Well, no, because I'm not a weirdo. I just look
at
them like a normal...
Tape. Spinning eggs on the ground. They have me on facial recognition. Some guy. I think it's a joke, but I'm not sure.
Tell that woman to shut up back there.
Oh, so he just told you to shut up. Well, I'm just going to keep doing it.
Well, no, you...
I love spinning eggs.
Okay, look, it's not a joke, sir. You need to think of others. If you don't care about yourself, just think of the other customers that might be touching those.
What are these other people doing? Are they eating the whole eggs?
Well, no, but they're still touching them.
Inside of the egg?
I mean, they're still touching them. They've been on the ground. The germs get on their hands.
Oh my gosh, they came out of a chicken and then...
Like, I don't know if you're trying to develop a new variant or something or what your deal is, but
that's exactly what I'm doing.
Okay.
Variant. I thought I was a magician.
Okay, well, listen.
Cody, what's your last name? Cody, what's your last name? What's your last name, Cody?
Nomsky.
Nomonsky?
Yeah.
Spell that.
I don't want to, motherfucker.
Okay, you up? Yeah, exactly. You idiot.
You're an idiot.
Hello.
Hello, David.
Yeah.
Hey, David. It's Slip over here at the Safeway.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, my manager wanted me to call you and ask if the next time you're in here doing your shopping, can you please refrain from moving the price tags around?
Hold on. I'm up in Washington crabbing. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you know how...
I'm up the coast. Commercial fishing in Washington.
Oh, okay. Well, the next time you're in,
next time I'm in, I haven't been there.
Are you still there?
I said I haven't been there for months. I don't know what you're talking about.
My manager was reviewing the security cameras, and he noticed that it was you. You were the one that was moving those price tags on the shelves, and you were changing
all... No, I've never touched a price tag.
Well, this is David, right? Do I have the right number?
What? Yeah.
Oh, hey, David. It's Slip again. I think we lost connection.
Yeah, I'm about 30 miles offshore.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea what you're talking about. That's what I'm getting at. No idea.
Well, I guess you just forgot because it was a while
ago. Me. That's what I'm wondering. I mean, I wouldn't move a freaking price tag around, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, no, it was like the little sticker, you know, like at the end on the edges of the shelves. You were moving all the prices. You were changing the prices so that they end in six.
No, I was not.
Well, no, it was definitely you. We have you on the security.
How do you know it's me? I mean, how do you know who you're talking about? I guess is what I'm asking.
Well, we have you on the security camera, so we know it's you. It's
how
not,
do you know it's me? How do you know who David is?
It's not like you're in trouble. It's just really,
what
it's
do
just.
I look like?
Well, really,
what do I look like?
Well, I mean, I'm not the one that looked at the camera. I'm just calling.
How old am I? I mean, do you know? I don't even know what you're talking about.
We don't
remember,
sir. We don't know how. We don't know how old you are. We don't retain that kind of information. I'm just asking you nicely because it's just kind of juvenile to change the price.
No. When I do come back, I'm going to come into that store and see what the hell you're talking about. I'm actually pissed off now. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Well, no, there's really no reason to get pissed off. I'm just asking you nicely.
I'm going
to
find out why you're calling me and what the hell this is about.
Okay, well,
how you got my phone number?
Well, let me explain.
In the whole nine yards.
Let me just explain, because it sounds like there's just a big misunderstanding here.
Yeah, I think so.
It's just kind of juvenile that you change all the prices to end in 69 cents. That's all.
I have never changed the fucking prices, what I'm telling you. What the hell are you talking about? Juvenile, for you to call me, tell me to stop changing prices when I've never touched a fucking price.
Oh,
you know what I'm getting at? That's why I'm pissed off right now.
Well, David,
let
you're going to...
Let me talk to your manager.
Well, no, he's busy with, you know, just dealing with other stuff.
I need to talk to your manager, okay? This pisses me off to no end.
Well, sir, David, you need to settle down. You're going to wreck your boat. You can't, you know, it's very dangerous to be driving.
I'm sitting crab bus right now. I'm fine. I can multitask. I just don't like cold.
Oh,
bullshit.
No, multitask my ass.
Give me your manager.
My manager doesn't want to talk to you. He thinks you're a motherfucker.
Thinks I am. Wait till I show up in that store and ask him face to face what the hell he's talking about.
Oh, what are you going to do?
No, I want to see the pictures. You're me on the camera. All this other bullshit you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, make sure you take a shower first.
You know, if I've done something like this, I might understand and say, oh, of course I wouldn't do it, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe a month of the whole year?
David.
I just don't understand this whole conversation we're having right now.
Well, David, you need to just man up. Like, quit trying to lie. We know it was you. It's not that big of a deal.
Boy.
You just need to quit being a big baby about this and accept.
How long is my hair, buddy?
What?
How long is my hair?
I don't know how long your hair is, you stupid idiot. I didn't look at the camera. I'm just saying, just quit being a big baby about this and accept responsibility.
You're telling me I was on video and you don't even know what I look like.
Well, yeah, my manager looked at the camera, not me, dummy.
Ask your manager what I look like.
He says you look like a big dumb asshole.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Yeah, you're definitely a hell of an employee there.
Yep.
And if your manager doesn't have the balls to talk to me, then tell them to never call me again. How's that?
Oh, my manager is a woman. Doesn't have balls.
Well, she should never have somebody call for her if she's got a problem. And when she doesn't know who she's talking
to. Well, no, that's what managing is. Managing is delegating.
That's not cool at all, bud.
I know
that's
you don't.
Cool at all.
I know you don't have a real job, so you don't know what managing even means. But yeah, she delegated to me.
Oh, a real job.
Yeah.
Dude, you got no idea, you little fucking $10 an hour dude. You have no idea.
What do you mean $10 an hour?
Oh, God. You just don't talk to me about real jobs. I work my ass off the whole life.
You're out there.
I got my own boat, commercial fish.
You're out there on a boat all day, just lazing it up.
Yeah, working 24 hours a day right now.
Just,
you have no idea, dude.
Just laying around on a boat, probably sipping a beer.
Oh, boy. Fuck off, dude. You're an immature retard.
Hey. Thanks again, Rhino Knife. I'm sure the Safeway Loss Prevention Team sure appreciates your help tracking down the 69-cent price tag bandit. And whoopsie, turns out he's fishing off the coast of my home state. I guess I technically broke the rule about not pranking locally. Oh well. But he did have an out-of-state number, and didn't he say he was 30 miles out or something like that? That's practically international waters. I think I'm safe. Before I go, I should thank Whoa There for tipping me off to a long list of wacky names from baseball video games. That's where Slip Slidin' and Meat Larve came from. Although I don't think I got to use Slip's last name, and I think Larve is actually LaRue. That's Cody's fault. Stupid Cody texted me earlier that he legally changed his name to Meat Larve, and he's making all his friends and family call him that. The guy has identity issues. But yeah, thanks, Woe. There's some pretty ridiculous names on here. Octane McBain, Biff Armor, Dwayne Pipe. I think Dwight should use that one. I don't know if I'll use these. They're all a bit too silly. I like Sleeve McDykel because it kind of exists in a perfect uncanny valley of names. But who knows? I've used names like Potential Spam and Scam Likely. So obviously, it doesn't really matter what I say my name is. Thank you, everyone, for supporting the show. And good night.
This is the worst designed spoof scam that I've heard of.